More death and destruction in Yemen as Saudi Arabia continues to bomb its southern neighbor. In a fresh wave of attacks, Saudi warplanes target the district of Aqiq in Sa'dah province, killing at least 18 people, including women and children. A number of medics attending the victims were also killed in the airstrikes. Deaths bring to 20 number of people killed in Saturday's airstrikes. Nearly 14,000 people have lost their lives since the start of Riyadh's aggression against Yemen in March of 2015. Activist and political commentator Mimi Al-Laham says war against the Yemeni people have been comparatively a silent one aimed at serving the interests of U.S. and Britain.
Well, what's been happening in Yemen for the last 3 years has been a humanitarian disaster, and the U.N. has said it's one of the biggest man-made disasters. The bombing of Yemen by Saudi Arabia has been indiscriminate, relentless, and basically a war crime. But because of the hypocrisy of the Western international governments who are supporting the Saudi bombing, specifically the UK and the US, and their humanitarian organizations and NGOs which are controlled by these governments, the suffering of the Yemeni people hasn't been highlighted. The war on Yemen is basically a silent war. The Western powers really would prefer to keep Yemen under their control and as weak as possible and not to have any independence. And so the basically, ironically, you know, while the US is constantly trying to create regime change in countries where there isn't any US hegemony, in Yemen in particular, when it was trying to reject US and through its proxy, Saudi Arabia, when they were trying to reject U.S. hegemony,